Come, let us worship together. Let us open our minds to the challenge of reason. Open our hearts to the healing of love. Open our lives to the calling of conscience. Open our souls to the comfort of joy. Astonished by the miracle of life, grateful for the gift of companionship, confident in the power of a living faith, we are here gathered. Come, let us worship together. With these words, I'm very happy to welcome you to our service today. It's good to see you and to be with you once again for another service, a time to spend with one another as a church congregational family. As always, we especially welcome any of you who are visiting with us today, whether you are here either for the first time or coming back from an earlier visit. We're especially grateful for your presence. We hope that you will stay during the next segment of our morning, our coffee hours, which is held in the dining room over here to my right, to your left. Come, get to know us a little better. If you'd like some more information about either this congregation or about Unitarian Universalism itself, we have a newcomers table we invite you to come to and to spend some time talking with the folk who will be standing at on this day. If you would like to, if you're visiting with us for the first time, just you can show us your hand. Back here. Well, good to have you. Good to have you. Good to have you. Thank you. The other thing during the coffee hour I would mention for those of you who would like to get into the spirit of the season, we will be decorating the sanctuary as we do on the first Sunday of each December. So if you'd like to do that, if you had a cup of coffee and a chance to visit, we'll come back in and take part in that activity. As always, we need people who will brave a high ladder to get the red banners up there. The rest of it you can do with your feet on the floor. Usually on the first Sunday of each month, the boys and girls from our church school come and join us. They'll be in here next week instead for the White Gifts service, so it is just us today, which means that they are not lighting our chalice either. However, the observance or celebration of Hanukkah begins on this Wednesday. We have a reading by a retired media minister, Jack Mendelson, to note that.